on other aspects with regard to charity. Now we must keep in mind that, you know, zakat is the lowest limit for the expression of human sympathy from the financial point of view. It is not the ultimate. It is the very lowest limit. Beyond, lower than that you can't go. But beyond that you have been encouraged to go by the Sharia. Below that you cannot go. Beyond that you have been encouraged to go by the Sharia. For example, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith, inna fil mali haqqan siwa zakat. Verily upon your wealth there are other considerations other than zakat. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, lan tanalul birra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. You cannot achieve closeness to Allah until you spend of that which you love. And of course, in the Fazail Amal, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has made mention of the incident of Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, who loved an orchard tremendously, biriha. But when this ayat was revealed, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that we give of that which we love. I have no greater love in terms of material possessions than this orchard that I possess. Because Allah has given this command, I give it out in the path of Almighty Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the orchard and distributed it amongst the poor of Medina, and included in that some of his own relatives. So this is Muhammad ibn Hayyan rahmatullah alayh, the famous scholar, had said that since pre-Islamic times, nobody could achieve respect or status in our society unless he was known to feed the poor and be generous to his guests. Generosity is very close to our Islamic ethics. A person who is generous, according to the hadith, is close to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acknowledged generosity even if it was done by a non-Muslim. And of course, the very famous example of this was Hatim Tai, who was known for his generosity even before Islam. In fact, he passed away before, many ulama feel that he passed away even before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophethood. And when his daughter was taken captive, and she came in the courtyard of Madina Munawwara in Masjid Nabawi, and she was in the courtyard of the Masjid Nabawi, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw her without a scarf. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent his shawl and told her to cover her hair. And after telling her to cover her hair, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to know that she was the daughter of Hatim Tai, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, "Go, I am freeing you because of the generosity of your father, because your father was generous in pre-Islamic times. I'm freeing you because of the generosity of your father." And she said that, "No, I will not accept freedom until my whole tribe is also freed with me." And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You are the true daughter of your father. You have also have the same generous spirit." And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Go, I free you because of your father's generosity, and I free your tribe because of your generosity." So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam appreciated generosity of people. And this is something that we should always keep in mind. Al yadul ulya khairum min yadis sufla. The hand that gives is better than the hand that receives. Now, amongst the benefits of that, now let's just also very briefly, after understanding zakat, very briefly to make mention of other forms. You know, we have different forms. Yeah, in our own community, we have different terminologies. We normally say sadaqah, and then we say kafara, then we say fidya. Kafara basically is expiation for certain deeds that you have committed, which might not be correct, and you do it as an expiation for that. For example, you take an oath, and after taking an oath, you don't go according to that oath. Allah Ta'ala makes mention, فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِتْعَامُ عَشْرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ. Go and feed 10 people an average meal. Now that is kafara. Another aspect with regard to something very similar is fidya. Fidya is what is known, the literal meaning is ransom, and it is a recompense. And many times it is used, in our community it is used with some justification. It is used that when a person cannot keep fast, then he gives some sort of amount because he cannot give fast. Let me just make mention in passing. The ulama have made mention that only that person who is so ill, so sick, or so advanced in age that he feels that he would not recover from his illness. The normal experience shows that he would not be able to recover from that illness. He only is allowed to give fidya. If a person has a temporary type of sickness where he feels that I am young, Allah Ta'ala will still cure me, inshallah. The normal experience says that maybe he would be cured, he is still young. Then for that person there isn't fidya. For that person there is qaza. He has to make up those rozas. You know, sometimes we get away with it. A woman said that I'm